After more than a decade of struggling to raise money, the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art has opened in the city of North Adams. The inaugural exhibition features the work of artist and musician David Byrne, formerly of the band Talking Heads. Museum officials and townspeople hope Mass Mocha, as it's being called, will bring tourist dollars to the economically depressed northwestern corner of the state. Charlene Scott of member station WFCR in Amherst reports.
Mass Mocha occupies 27 19th-century red brick factory buildings in downtown North Adams. The former textile mill sits on a peninsula between two branches of the Hoosac River. The textile mill closed in the late 1930s, and in 1940, Sprague Electric moved into the complex. Sprague moved out in 1985, leaving a quarter of the population out of work. It's a familiar story in this part of the country, but North Adams has been a little slower to rebound than its neighbors, says longtime resident Art Murphy.
Towns in outside areas like Wilmington and Brattleboro, they've all done fine with the loss of the mills. They've all adapted, but North Adams hasn't adapted yet, and it's time. We don't need gambling casinos. We don't need a lot of the foolish ideas that they've come up with, but Mass Mocha is far from foolish. We need it.
While most of the townspeople agree with Murphy, some say the town should be trying to bring industry back. North Adams native Evelyn Galise says those people are living in the past.
They got that old factory mentality that just won't leave them. And they got to realize changes have to be made. And if you're not up for a change, you're going to lose out.
The idea for turning the old textile mill into an art museum was first proposed in 1986 by North Adams Mayor John Barrett. But renovations only began this past May because funding for construction wasn't released until last year. It had been frozen since 1991 when Governor William Weld took office. Weld was skeptical about whether what was initially billed as the world's largest museum of contemporary visual art was worth $35 million of taxpayers' money. So Mass Mocha's board reworked its original plan, turning the art museum into a complex of arts-related businesses that include a computer animation facility and a black box soundstage for production and performances, as well as a nightclub and restaurants that will operate alongside the galleries and theaters. New York businessman Meyer Fruscher is Mass Mocha's board chairman.
You look at a shopping mall. The notion of a shopping mall is that you have a wide variety of goods, stores that represent different kinds of goods, located in a central location, and therefore it attracts, it draws large numbers of people. The same thing applies to the density of art and art-related enterprises that can spring up in this area. It's a commodity.
It can also be a resource, says Sam Miller, former director of the Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival. Mass Mocha is equidistant from Jacob's Pillow, the Tanglewood Music Festival, and the Williamstown Theater Festival. These venues are dedicated to performance. Miller says Mass Mocha's facilities can help them expand their audiences by putting their work on CD-ROM and preserve their repertoire by archiving it on computers.
You have different kinds of cultural organizations and educational institutions grappling with new technologies and needing, in a sense, laboratories in which to collaborate. And Mass Mocha, to me, represented the laboratory that would allow the appropriate range of organizations to share sort of cultural, educational, and technological information in order to create the programming for the next century.
One of the high-tech companies that's already up and running in the complex is Kleiser Walczak, a digital animation company that produces special effects for films and television.
I'm animating the right bicep right now, and I made a hip fix, too. This is kind of brute forced into place right here.
Oh, that's looking better.
Yeah, it is.
The company was founded by Diana Walczak and her husband Jeff Kleiser, who says the location means his company has access to some of the most prestigious arts organizations in the northeastern United States.
We can spend a certain amount of time using computer graphics in conjunction with music, with, say, Brooklyn Academy of Music, and in the same facility go over and work with the people involved with Jacob's Pillow and dance, or a fine artist who's in residence here, or any of the other high-technology companies that they're attempting to attract to the museum.
Another company, 501c3, which makes art-related CD-ROMs, has also moved in and hopes to open both an artist-in-residency program and a job training facility in 1998. Part of the Mass Mocha plan is that these businesses will be open to the public so it can get a behind-the-scenes look at how art is created. There will also be a movie theater, spaces for stage performances, and 80,000 square feet of gallery space. It was the large open galleries in their current unfinished form that appealed to multimedia artist and musician David Byrne.
It seemed to me that because this space is so big and fairly raw, that normal art, whether it's photographs or paintings or whatever it is that you might hang on the wall, was never going to be as interesting as the rooms themselves, as the walls, the ceilings, the columns, and everything.
The space allowed Byrne to expand an idea he had for an installation called Desire, which spoofs corporate advertising.
You hear your childhood friends playing games you used to play? They are transparent now, and all are free from the constraints and bondage of their skins. Everyone gazes at the waterfalls and the patterns of the ripples like the flickering of a fire. All are mesmerized by their own beauty.
Byrne has mounted a series of large color photographs in illuminated boxes and set them against the bare gray walls so they look like the ads in bus shelters. He's also stacked video monitors on top of each other like packing crates in a warehouse. Museum director Joe Thompson co-curated the installation.
There's a rawness and an openness to the space, which reads much like a loft, which invited a kind of expansiveness to Byrne's work that I think one would not have seen in a perfect white box of beautifully illuminated space, which is what one typically sees in urban museums. Now, when we're finished, the walls will be painted and there'll be new heating and ventilating systems and the lighting will be somewhat better. But the essence of that space takes on almost a theatrical quality, which is quite wonderful.
Mass MoCA's expansive turn-of-the-century industrial buildings were seized on by the Williamstown Theater Festival as the perfect backdrop for its current outdoor production of Charles Dickens' classic tale of urban poverty, Hard Times. But it's the newer work that will bring 93-year-old North Adams native Venice Partenope to Mass MoCA.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to leave everything behind me. All the old masters that I've seen, that's gone by. And the music and the art and all of that. I want to see something different at my age. And I'm going to see it right here at Mass MoCA.
Know how you will look, how you will feel, and what you will see and hear in your external world after you have achieved your goal.
Winning starts with beginning.
Know how you will look.
David Byrne's Desire continues at Mass MoCA through October 20th. The complex is open 5 days a week through Labor Day and on weekends after that. Phase one of Mass MoCA's restoration is expected to be completed in 1998. For National Public Radio, I'm Charlene Scott.
Know how you will look, how you will feel, and what you will see and hear in your external world after you have achieved your goals.
Be in control.